From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, September 26th. Coming up, we'll learn more about why Chicago area advocates are praising a new move to get migrants temporary work permits. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin joined members of the United Auto Workers at the picket line yesterday at the General Motors in Bolingbrook. Workers at the GM parts facility walked off the job Friday. Durbin says the UAW just wants workers to have a fighting chance for a decent living and future.
I think there's a growing sentiment in favor of the labor unions because people realize I can't do this alone. I need to stand together with my fellow workers and fight for something that's worth fighting for.
In July, UAW and the three big automakers, Ford, GM, and Stellantis, began contract negotiations. After their contract expired, UAW workers in 20 states, including Illinois, Michigan, and Missouri, went on strike. Rantoul residents picked up clothes, baby food, and even a home printer free of charge on Monday. As IPM reporter May Antar reports, it was part of a first-time yard sale giveaway.
Bright Point Champaign's Healthy Families Program is a nonprofit home visit and doula program that serves low-income and marginalized families. It held a yard sale completely free of charge. Kelsey Anderson is with Bright Point. She says they don't turn anyone away.
The first family we had here was, they had just moved into the area and they had had a house fire, and so they lost everything. And so things like this, they were able to get, I mean, they left with boxes and boxes of stuff.
Anderson says if they can get enough donations in the future, they may have more giveaways. May Antar, IPM News.
The new COVID-19 booster shot is now available. The shots were approved earlier this month by the FDA. Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb explains why health officials worry about financial barriers to this vaccine.
COVID shots used to be free for everyone, but that changed when the federal health emergency ended in May, leaving the costs up to insurance providers or individuals. People covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and even private insurance can still get free shots because the law requires coverage. Brandon Moline of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says he's most worried about people without insurance.
That's a concern because pharmacies and all of those kind of private entities now are going to be charging for it. So it's not a cheap vaccine, you know, if you have to pay retail for it.
Moline says the health district has a plan to cover the cost of the vaccine for those who are under or uninsured. I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Uninsured people can also get free vaccines through the CDC's Bridge Access Program. And children without insurance can access the shot through the Vaccines for Children program. The CDC recommends the shot for everyone 6 months and older. Still to come, we'll learn more about why Chicago area advocates are praising a new move to get migrants temporary work permits. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Masterpiece original series Vandervolk, based on Nicholas Freeling's legendary crime thrillers, returns to WILL-TV this month. In season 3, Piet Vandervolk, played by Mark Warren, welcomes two new sergeants to the team, including a technical whiz and an impulsive hotshot. Friends of WILL can stream all 6 episodes of season 3, plus the show's first 2 seasons, with WILL Passport. Visit will.illinois.edu/passport to learn more about this exclusive member benefit.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. To address the migrant crisis, Chicago area advocates and Democratic lawmakers have been pushing the federal government to grant work permits. Now, the Biden administration has granted temporary protected status for 14,000 local Venezuelan migrants. Ara Rendon leads immigrant justice initiatives at the Resurrection Project. She spoke with Morning Edition host Mary Dixon.
I believe this is good news for Chicago and good news for immigrants. This is definitely demonstrating that the president has wide authority to grant work permits. We believe that as immigrants arrive to the U.S. and the immigrants that are already here should be able to get a work permit to be able to have a job and be protected.
So how will getting these permits help Venezuelan migrants?
Yeah, well, so about 170,000 Venezuelan migrants nationally will be able to apply for TPS and therefore a work permit that will be valid for 18 months. Work permits, it looks like, will also be extended for 5 years automatically. We're waiting on some more details to come out in terms of the registrar for the rules. And so folks will be able to get a job. And I think, though, some of the challenges that will persist is that this will only be for folks that came into the U.S. before July 31. And then so anybody who's arriving now or anybody who's arrived in the last month and a half will not qualify. This is only for Venezuelan nationals. So folks that we've seen coming from Colombia or coming from, Ecuador, there's a lot of folks actually coming in from Mexico. They're just not in the shelters, will not qualify.
And how have these folks been earning money or surviving without access to these work permits?
Yeah, I mean, I want to remind us that there's been a long history of undocumented immigrants like my mm-hmm. parents who have been living in the U.S. for decades. And have, been able to work and been able to, for instance, put me through college, right? But it's always been done in usually cash-based type jobs. Undocumented immigrants also tend to open up their own businesses and, things like street vendors and working in, manufacturing and restaurants.
The advocates for this change have said this is going to help with the local labor shortage. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I think we all know that immigrants come into the U.S. with very eager to work. And it's not even just the eagerness, it's the number of people that we need to be able to fill in the jobs that are available and oftentimes jobs that, are difficult to be able to contract for.
You referred to thinking that the president has broad authority to grant these kinds of permits. What more do you want to see from the Biden administration?
In addition to the TPS, the Biden administration has been giving about 550,000 in just the last 2 years parole and work permits to new migrants from select countries. We believe and we know that in statute there is wide authority to give parole. We're calling on the president to give parole to the entire undocumented population. And once you apply for parole, you are able to apply for a work permit. We believe this is a significant benefit to the state, which is the reason why the president can give parole, and that's our new demand.
That was Mary Dixon speaking with Air Rendon of the Resurrection Project. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 81 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, May Antar, Madison Holcomb, and Mary Dixon. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.